Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother Peter Chavula from Lusaka, Zambia. I thank the Lord for this another wonderful time that the Lord has given us to have this fellowship together on daily devotion. This week, I'll be sharing from Monday to Friday. I request for your prayers that the Lord may bless us as we go through this week's sharing. I would like to appreciate all the servants of the Lord that have been ministering on this platform for the wonderful works that are being done. And also appreciate all the believers that are participating on this platform. May the Lord continue blessing you as we have this time of fellowship together. I trust and believe that the Lord is going to bless us as we continue fellowshipping. And before we go to the reading of the scriptures, shall we just have a moment of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, want to thank you, Father, for this wonderful time and wonderful day that you have given us again, O Lord, in your holy presence, to have fellowship with brethren from different parts of the world. God, I pray that as we are having this fellowship, may you meet all our needs that we have in our hearts, O Lord. If there be anybody that is bound, Lord, may you loose them. If there's anybody that is sick, Lord, may you cure them. If there's anybody, Lord, that is discouraged, may you encourage them. If there is anybody that is backslidden, may you restore them, Lord. We commit all this into your hands, Almighty God. As we read the scriptures, may you anoint the reading of the scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, shall we just turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19 and verse 19. That's the first scripture we are going to read for this sharing for today. The Bible reads in 1 Kings, chapter 19 and verse 19. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with the 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12 and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Then verse 20. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. So, I would like to entitle the message as a determined believer. So, we are going to be looking at a determined believer. So, before we go further, I'd just like to maybe define the word determination. So, I quote this from Oxford Learner's Dictionary. It defines determination as the quality that makes you continue trying to do something even when it's difficult. The quality that makes you continue trying to do something even when it's difficult. So determination is a quality. So now, in this reference, we are looking at examples, getting first from the experience that Elisha had after meeting Elijah. So as we have seen from the scriptures here, the Bible tells us that Elijah had passed by Elisha and he cast his mantle upon him. And we see in verse 20 that Elisha left the oxen and left after Elijah. And he was actually saying, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" So there's something that happened here when Elijah met Elisha. So when Elijah casted the mantle on Elisha, there's something that moved in the heart of Elisha. So there was a certain potential. There was a certain ability. There was a certain deep call that was in the heart of Elisha, just as Psalms 42 verse 7 also tells us about deep calleth unto the deep. So there was a certain seed that was in the heart of Elisha. It just needed the right environment, the right contact for it to germinate. So when Elijah casted the mantle upon Elisha, Elisha had to respond because he sensed that there was something. That mantle, it wasn't just cast upon him just for nothing, but there was a purpose why the mantle was being casted upon him, and then he had to respond. So he didn't even want to waste time. He had to respond to the call of God. He realized that in that mantle, it was a symbol of power. That mantle, it was a symbol of authority. And we see he was busy doing something. He was a farmer, busy doing his farming. But then he sensed in his heart that there was something that was greater than the farming that he was doing. And he had to respond to that great call that came upon him. So when the call came upon him, it even had to cost him what he was doing. Perhaps the farming was what was helping him for his daily living. That's where he was getting the food and the support to survive. But because there was a greater calling, he didn't even know where he was going. He had to follow this servant of God just after the contact, just after the mantle was casted upon him. In his heart, the potential of bearing a great responsibility in his life had to make him to respond to the action that happened when the mantle was casted upon him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what made Elisha to move, to stop the plowing that he was doing? So there was a determination that he had. He had made a decision. So it started with a decision. When the mantle was casted, he had to make a decision that I need to leave. I need to follow this servant of God for the great work that was to be done. So in the journey to go towards the manifestation of the potential that he had, of course, the journey wasn't an easy one. He passed through a lot of challenges. By the time that he was getting the double portion of the anointing, he had passed through some stages in which he had to overcome different kinds of challenges on the way. But what made him to overcome all these challenges was the determination that which he had. So when you are determined, even when things are difficult, for you to achieve your goal, you persevere, you stand strong and firm, so that you accomplish your goal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, as a believer in this journey, we know that at the end of the day, each one of us will have to get a prize. But in this journey, we need to overcome. Each one of us, we need to overcome. But how can we overcome? We find there are challenges on the way. Because for you to pass a test, for you to pass, it means there's got to be a test that has to be done before you are declared that you have passed. Praise be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, so God works in simplicity, and we need to recognize the move of God when the Lord is moving, just like the way Elisha had recognized the visitation of God. So just by the mantle being casted upon him, he realized that that was not just a mere casting of a mantle upon him. It meant a lot to his life, and he acted promptly with the right response that was supposed to be given to the action that the prophet of God had done upon him. So it's something that required a transformation of his life. He had to live the old life, being that he was farming. Yes, farming was a good thing that he was doing. It was okay. Yes, but then there was a higher calling that he had to respond to, which had required him to sacrifice the things that he had in the past. So sometimes the calling of God requires you to leave actually the things that you even loved most. Maybe he enjoyed the farming that he was doing. He was effective at cultivation. But then the Lord had to lead him to a different direction, which was a higher calling. It wasn't an easy going. He just had to follow this servant of God. So he didn't waste time. So we need to have that ability to recognize the visitation of God. Just as we are hearing the word of God, as the Bible says, when you hear the word of God, do not harden your heart. So after this contact, after this visitation, Elisha didn't harden his heart. That's why we need to, when we hear the word of God, we need to recognize it, and then we need to take action. It's not just the hearing, it's not just the recognizing, but we need to act upon the word. So Elisha took an action. He took a step. He started following the servant of God. So inside the heart of Elisha, there was that potential, but it was hidden. He was busy doing some work, he's farming, but then there was a greater calling. He needed to be a prophet of God with a double portion of the anointing. But as it was, there was nothing that was seemingly appearing as a double portion anointing coming upon him. But in his heart, there was that potential. So for the potential to manifest, it needed the right contact, and it needed to be in the right environment. So upon the contact with the anointing of God, contact with that mantle, then Elisha responded and started following. On the way, as he was following, met challenges where those sons of the prophets were at that time when Elijah was to be taken by the Lord. They started telling him, "Don't you know that your master is going to be taken?" Yeah, but Elisha stood strong. He held to what he was expecting. He held to the vision that he had, to the determination that he had to see to it that he got the blessing before the servant of God left. So he wasn't discouraged as he passed through Gilgal, Bethel, Jericho, even at Jordan, till he reached a point where the servant of God, actually, you see that at some point, the servant of God, the prophet of God would actually even tell him, wait here, because the Lord has sent me to go this direction, to go this side. But then he insisted, he was saying, as long as you live, and as long as the Lord liveth, I'm not going to leave you. So he was determined, he had a purpose in his heart, he wanted to see something being fulfilled in his life. So there was a seed inside him, but for a seed to germinate, it needs the right environment. So the right environment was to be with the prophet of God. So as he continued, we see at the end where he was asked now, finally, what he needed, as we see it from 2 Kings chapter 2. When we see it in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, and it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask, what shall I do for thee before I be taken away from thee? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. So Elisha had to see Elijah when Elijah was being taken away. So he had to be close to this servant of God. And even when the servant of God would tell him to say, wait here, he insisted. There was just something that was pulling in his heart so that he can get that blessing. So he had to be close to the servant of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, so Elisha, through his perseverance, received the double portion of the anointing. It was a hard thing to be given to him, but because of his persistence, his dedication, being close to the servant of God, and his faith, because what was in his heart, he believed that he could get the double portion of the anointing. The servant of God, the prophet of God, was saying, this is a hard thing that you have asked. Though it was a hard thing, because Elisha had faith, he believed that it could be done for him. Then the servant of God just said, yeah, when you see me going, then it is going to be given. So there's nothing impossible with God. That's why we see at some point, Jesus met those two blind men who were calling upon him so that they could, so that he could heal them. So Jesus, he told them that according to their faith, it should be done, and then they were healed. So Elisha had faith for the double portion. He didn't have just a small faith. He believed that he could get the double portion of the anointing. But for him to get that double portion of the anointing, he passed through different challenges, which he had to overcome on the way. He had to have victory. Then at the end, he got the double portion of the anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as he was going back, he was a man of action. Yes, when he went at Jordan again, he took that mantle and he then said, where is the God of Elijah? He had to hit the water, it separated, and he passed. And even the people we are mocking him. They saw the hand of God. They saw the glory of God upon the life of Elisha. So it was because of perseverance. So when we have a vision, we are determined. There's nothing that shall stop us as we are serving the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the potential, we have different callings that the Lord has called us to do. There's a lot of work that we've got to do, as was the desire of Jesus, as he was saying in the book of John, I think chapter 4, verse 84, he was saying, my meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish his work. So we have work that we are supposed to do. But for us to accomplish this work, to finish, we need to finish it, we need to be determined. So we need to be people with faith. As the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, we don't walk by sight, but by faith. So we need to walk by faith. Elisha wasn't discouraged. Even when they tried to discourage him, he knew what he was standing on. That's why he would tell those people to say, hold your peace. I know. But he persevered. He continued till he got the double portion. And when he got the mantle, he didn't just keep that mantle, but he had to put that mantle to action. So we need to be believers of action. If we are determined, we shouldn't be sleeping, we shouldn't be lazy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because laziness is not tolerated in the kingdom of God. Maybe we can just read some few scriptures as we wind up. Praise the Lord. So from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, we can start from verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or a ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? And when thou arise out of the sleep, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as armed man. Also from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10, the Bible says, be kind, affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Praise the Lord. May the Lord God Almighty bless you as we shall continue tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Shalom, shalom.